What is good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia for Soldier podcast. My name is Nostalgia, aka Taylor. Joining me is As Told by Zoe. What are you doing?
I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight.
Oh my god.
My you gotta fight.
Bamboo sword.
Oh geez. If that doesn't tell you the kind of energy we're on today, I don't know what will. Also joining me is Kayla's Everything. How you doing today?
Hello. I'm afraid that my characters are going to get picked really early and I'm going to run out of what I want. But you know what? You know what? I believe in the heart of the cards. They will guide me and I'm going to be fine. I'm going to have a good team at the end of the day.
That's Yu-Gi-Oh, brother.
I know.
This ain't.
Oh my god.
You see the energy we brought
hey,
to the studio.
Hey,
today.
Hunger Games. I'm still full.
Oh god. What is that from?
That's Eric Andre. He goes, "Oh, I'm saying it. Hey, Hunger Games. I'm still full."
Oh my god.
My eyes haven't stopped watering the entire day. I don't know if it's like a sign of like the crying I'm going to have later when I lose my characters.
Oh my god.
Why am I writing their first and last names as if this is so serious? Like you know when you know in like Key and Peele when they do the drafts and it's like they do the first and last name.
Oh, the okay. Player formerly known as Mouse Cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're confused of what Kayla is talking about, let me introduce you to today's topic. Today, we are drafting anime characters, specifically from the Big Three. We are trying to create the best team possible or create a team based on a certain composition that we personally like. And we're only restricting it to the Big Three. We're also only restricting it somewhat, this might be just for me specifically, to characters that all three of us are going to generally know, have some kind of general basis of knowledge of. Because if I start pulling out some crazy characters that are off lore, that are further along in the story that you guys might not know about, it might get a little bit dicey.
Taylor, for the crowd, can you explain who the Big Three are? Because when you first said Big Three, I was like, Big Three. I knew Naruto was on there.
And some people think Dragon Ball's on there.
That's why I was going to say.
Let me do this. Because this is a conversation that I've seen. How do y'all say it? A garbunzel?
A gorbunglian.
A gorbunglian amount of time.
Garbunzel bean amount of
yeah, so a garbunglian amount of times I've seen this conversation on anime Twitter, on Instagram, all that stuff. Okay, so the Big Three, it refers to the three titles that were huge in sales, in manga sales, at a specific period of time. I think this is like just the early 2000s in general. Okay, that is Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach.
Yeah.
Those three titles in general are referred to that way mostly in the West because that's just when they became the most popular around the same time as each other. And they kind of just like that was just like the big like those three main titles. And a lot of the titles that you see today can be traced back to one of the three titles. Oh boy.
We're back.
What point did I leave off on my explanation?
We explained what the Big Three is and we're doing a draft. We're doing a draft, y'all.
Okay. First mic issue in about 20 episodes.
First mic issue of the year.
And I hate how that works. I need a new mic. I need a freaking desktop computer that he wants to sponsor me. Damn it.
Y'all got a computer.
It's time for you to start an OnlyFans, Taylor.
No, yeah. It's around that time.
Don't say it like that. It's around that time.
I'm dead. All right. So before my mic goes out and we can just get a clean recording off, we're drafting characters. We're drafting 10
count characters.
Count them 10. Characters.
Marshmallows.
That hey, we.
I appreciate that rule that you made, the whole like, oh, if I go off, but I think I have a few picks even from shows that we watched that you guys are going to be like, what the fuck?
in the Wawa Weewa.
And that is the beauty of this draft, because it's going to be, we might steal some characters. We might have some questionable picks. That's up for the audience to decide.
The one character that I think I want to steal from Kayla is not. You don't have to be too worried, Kayla, but you should be maybe a little worried.
Okay. I had 4 biscuits and then I ate one. No, you have 3. Okay.
Okay, let me.
Yeah, how do we figure out who's going first?
That's a random number generator, this.
Yeah, or do the little, like, do the wheel.
Oh, yeah, the wheel.
Oh, the wheel. I was going to say we roll a d20.
My dice are over there. They're outside. Do you have your dice on you?
I have dice on me. Do I have this, like, D20 generator?
You will when you move to Miami.
Don't do that.
I'm speaking into existence.
I have multiple D20.
Shouldn't you just roll? There's no D3. It'd have to be a D4.
Yeah, it's a D4.
Do a D4.
Do a
and
D4?
Then, yeah.
Okay, so one.
And we each
one...
call a number. Well, let's just do it as our sign-on. So,
oh,
Taylor's
I'm 2.
1, you're 2, I'm 3, and then if it's 4...
We do it again. Okay. Special edition pirate dice.
Put your hand behind it.
Special edition pirate dice.
You have to do like a makeup guru where you want to show your product. You do this.
I understand. I was just fucking with you. Okay, it's got a little pirate ship in it. Okay, Taylor's 1.
I hear what you said, actually.
I'm 2. Kayla's 3. If it rolls a 4, we do it again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's a 1.
All right.
So Taylor's first. Now let's see who goes second. And that's a 3. Well, I go last. But are we snake drafting?
I don't think so.
So we go back to 1.
Yeah.
I think we go back
God
to 1, yes.
God bless! Start the right. Stupid shit.
He's going to grab his sword so many times.
Number 1 pick. If you know me, you should have seen this one coming.
Mm.
Ichigo Kurosaki,
mm-hmm.
Come the fuck down. It just, come on.
I didn't even put him on my list. Yeah,
I didn't even put him on my list for the exact same reason. I wasn't going to be heartbroken if this was going to start.
He's on my backup.
Way.
He was on my backup just in case.
Oh, he wasn't boy. In my backup. He wasn't
just in
my
case.
Backup.
This is how I know we're just great friends, because y'all already knew that he was going to be a number 1 draft pick regardless.
That's your boy.
And we would have been fighting if y'all drafted him before I got a chance to. That's crazy.
And now I know. Well, Kayla's going to piss me off right now.
Oh,
I could!
I could! Wait a minute!
But explain why you picked Ichigo.
Why do I pick Ichigo? I think, obviously, he's the strongest in his show, in his story.
Main character.
Main character. I feel like... when I was thinking about this draft, I was like, obviously it's the big 3. There's 3 of us. So somebody's going to have to take Ichigo. Somebody takes Luffy. Somebody takes Naruto.
Yeah.
So I just think that since they are, I mean, technically the strongest people in their respective titles, in their
Correct.
IPs, it just makes sense that they would be the number 1 pick.
Right. Okay. So me holding my Zoro pen at this very moment, I could be evil and take Andre's favorite boy, but I won't, because at the end of the day, the first person I want in my team is Luffy.
Yeah,
that's my baby,
and I'm still pissed because he was my first pick.
He was. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Zoro would be. Anywho, Luffy's my first pick because obviously I support the King of the Pirates. That is my son. I have him right here next to me on my figure shelf. There's no one I would rather go into battle with. Than my beautiful, stupid, rubber idiot. And that's, I say lovingly, because he's perfect in every way. Sorry that you're mad.
So I won him. I refuse to draft Naruto.
That is insane. That is insane.
Because I genuinely hate him as a character. I really do. I think he's, I think he's so annoying. I think he is so fucking annoying. I cannot get over. And people are like, watch it in Japanese. I have. I think both versions are annoying. I just can't over it.
Fun fact.
You could
one of the very few anime that I watch in English the whole way through.
You could have picked, like, picking Naruto is like picking his child iteration. His teenager and adult forms are literally broken.
Hey. I'm a go with. No, because Kayla's going to do it on purpose and she's going to piss me off. So I'm going to pick Zoro.
Wait,
I'm just going to start off with Zoro.
Your number one pick is Zoro?
I'm going to start off with Zoro. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Because... Wait, who?
No, I'm not saying it.
I'm so free.
I'm not saying it. I'm going with Zoro because if you watch the anime, if you've seen what the fuck that guy can do now, come the fuck on. He's not my one. He's not my point guard. I'll tell you that. He's my two guard.
Okay.
But because my point guard was taken, I have to reevaluate some things.
Oh okay. My god!
I'm so nervous. Okay, right. Go Taylor.
So now I'm in like this weird bind now, where I just don't know if I should draft Naruto or not because of my team composition.
You could have two very strong leaders of the big three.
Is Naruto gonna go undrafted in this? It's just nuts.
No, that would be crazy. But that is up to you. Rasengan it up, you know.
Listen, Naruto isn't on my list, and I didn't even want him on a backup. I just didn't.
Damn.
That's fine. I'll take Naruto my second pick. That's fine. He slipped in the draft. I got him at number two. Like that's a franchise changing player right there.
That is. Whew, okay, so. First Bleach pick of the day, the most important Bleach character to me, my second is Renji. I need him in my team. I think he's so cool. I think he's so powerful. I don't think he's nearly as respected as he should be. But I'm the way that I'm showing that I get who I want is I'm putting a heart next to it when I get to call him out, and I'm going to put like a crying face if I don't get them.
Oh my gosh.
I'm happy so far because I thought that Andre would take him away from me just to take away my redhead boy.
No. He was a backup for me.
Okay, cool. I love that.
Okay, so now this is my point. This is my point guard, and I think he could be a good point. And I'm going with Ace.
I'm sorry, I spoke the whole
thing. And I'm going with Ace.
No, my baby.
And I'm going with Ace, and that's not even the pick that I thought would piss Kayla off.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't piss me off. It makes me so sad.
There's another pick on here. He's on my backup that I feel like I could really push Kayla's buttons. But, listen, he had to fight Blackbeard. Blackbeard's a dirty player. Blackbeard's a dirty dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why he got captured. And he gave himself up. He's a team player.
He is.
He is. Obviously, this player was not a point guard, Taylor. But he is Udonis Haslam. He'll go down for the fucking team.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And I think he's quicker than Zoro. You know?
Probably.
That's why Zoro
my number four pick.
That's why Zoro's my two guard. And he's my point guard.
I get that. I did have someone that I wanted before Ace, so I think I'm safe. I don't think anyone wants him, but I think I'm safe.
Here's the thing. I feel like with my draft picks, I feel like you guys might steal some, but I don't know if you guys actually are, depending on how
three of mine have been stolen.
Well.
Okay. So my number three pick, because now I'm trying to go down, and funny enough, I've been playing too much Marvel Rivals lately. So I'm just like, the way my mind works, I'm trying to like do best team composition in total.
Yes, I'm really trying to keep my team even.
So I have my two big dogs, okay, with obviously with Ichigo and Naruto, which I don't understand how he failed number two, but you know, somebody's GM is getting fired. I'll say that right now.
I'm Pat Riley, bro. I'm Pat Riley. I look beyond the bullshit. I'm Pat Riley.
And I'm giving. Still giving.
I need a tank. I need a big tank.
Oh no!
That's gonna be like, you know, a damage dealer that just kind of just fucks shit up. Mm. That goes in and makes sure they're all good. Mm. I'm taking Kenpachi at number 3.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. He wasn't on my list.
I wanted him. I love him so much. Okay, I put a little sad face. Whatever.
That's fine.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. Whatever. Okay. I know this is odd, but I feel like we're sending our team out on missions. They're completing different things. You know, we need someone who's going to be able to infiltrate different places, and we're also going to need someone who's going to be a ride or die no matter what. I'm picking Bunclay as my number 3 pick. I love him.
Interesting.
Okay. He's so strong. He's so perfect. I think that he's such a supporter. He's down to literally clown. So I wanted to keep him up high.
Okay.
And I will.
This is perfect. This is perfect.
You're going to hurt me.
I'm going to hurt me. I'm going to hurt both of you.
Mm.
Okay.
So it's really funny how I was doing basketball, but now I'm doing I'm switching it to baseball. And I think this character is a good 3-hole hitter.
Okay.
I know you're going to take someone from my list. I feel it.
And we need some female power.
You're not taking anyone from my list.
And that's why I'm picking Yoriuchi.
Damn it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dang it.
That's a good one.
Yes, on missions.
She's out of here.
She's super fast. She's super strong.
Yeah.
And I feel like she could get into tight spaces, but in sports terms.
Yeah.
I feel like she's a sneaky 3-hole where you don't expect her to do much at the plate, but then she'll fucking let one ride into left center.
Mm.
I feel like she hits doubles, and maybe she's so fast she could stretch it out into a triple.
I like that. I like that. That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I might clip that one. That's pretty funny. You think you're reaching in baseball terms? That's really funny. I might clip that one out.
I'm confused. I don't understand baseball terms, but I support what you guys have done here in the studio today.
That's fair. That's funny. Okay. So this is interesting because now I'm trying to get into some territory now where I have a tank that's very much like a dive tank. Like he's in the back line fucking shit up. I got the two main damage dealers in my group. Now I need a solid support. Not a healer just yet because I'm trying to see what the playing field's like.
Right.
But I need somebody that's kind of, solid that can kind of help out when needed, but also can deal some of her own damage. And that's why my number... What's his fourth pick?
4.
Yeah, it's 4.
The fourth pick is going to be Tsunade from Naruto.
Nice. Oh, that's a good one. Nice. You do have a healer though with you in that way.
Yeah, so she's a big great healer.
Yeah.
And she's very, very strong and she can hold her own in a fight. So I'm taking Tsunade.
Love that. It's my turn for a tank. I feel like I need someone big and strong and can also fight from a distance, based off of their fruit. I'm picking Whitebeard.
Ooh.
And that is Edward Newgate.
Yeah.
I love you so much. You're my dad. And I feel like he can fight from literally anywhere because he can just break the air.
Damn it.
And that's my replacement for Ace.
He was my first tank pick.
Same.
Now For my 4-hole hitter, my tank, I can go with a genuinely good answer, or I can go with a really funny fucking answer.
Hey, it's up to you, brother.
But I feel like I need to. My funny answer isn't gonna get picked, so I think I'm gonna go with Chad.
Damn it, man!
I love that. Actually,
dang it,
I love that for you.
I think Chad. Chad is a great 4-hole hitter in baseball, a center in basketball. He's just a big, commanding presence every time he's on the field.
Love him.
And he's the type of guy that, you know, you play no doubles with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guard the foul lines with him.
Oh, that's funny. Damn it. That's a good one. Also, shout out to Chad. I've been following this guy who's been going through the Bleach manga again, and like he's posting panels of Chad in his fights, and
yeah,
even though he does lose to Shisui, he does look cool as fuck doing it. Yeah. So
he does.
Yeah, shout out to him and his. I he feel has like a cool power
he's
system.
The type, and this is mostly because he is Hispanic. He's the type that after an after game interview, he's got the chain popped out.
Yes, he would. He would.
For sure. For sure. Okay. So now I'm in the mood, or I'm in the need for a little bit
I'm
of a range.
I'm in the thick of it, everybody.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
I'm in the market for a ranged damage dealer. And I'm sorry, Usopp, you are not going to be on the draft boards for me today, buddy. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You ain't got what I need right now.
Yeah.
I'm taking Uryu
from Bleach. Oh, shit.
I need to remember who that looked like again.
Fuck.
Dark hair, glasses.
Dude, oh, the with the
Yeah.
With the bow the and arrow. Yes, the Quincy.
Who?
Man, I love how Hot Topic his hair is. I've never seen more perfect bangs in my life. Little side bang moment. Love that. Okay, cool. I need a healer now. And because all of my big boys are out in the front, they're doing what they got to do. Bonclay's running around somewhere in the back. Sticking with One Piece is my favorite in the world. I'm picking Law.
He was the next pick. Oh my god.
I need a Trafalgar Law. He's a great healer, and he can also fight from a distance. Big ranges. Really, he can do it all. So I'm happy to have him on my team.
Y'all don't see the big picture. I don't think y'all see the big picture here. Y'all going for healers. I'm going for tactical in-air advantages. And that's why my next pick is Marco.
Okay. I love great that pick. You have Ace and Marco together, as they should be.
As they should be.
Because they're boyfriends.
And they're both... They have range.
And you're making them fight their dad on my team?
It would never work. Dad was supposed to be on my team.
Well.
They both have range.
They both have range, yeah.
Uh-huh. And they're nice little damage dealers. Like, they got it. And I could just send out Marco in the sky, and I could see whatever the fuck I need. You know?
Yeah.
That's fair. okay. Well, we have officially reached... Everybody's picked five people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take a second to review, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zo's team composition at the current moment right now. He has Zoro as his first pick, Ace as the second pick, Yorichi third pick, Chad with his fourth pick, and Marco with his fifth pick. Zo, this kind of is like an interview for like a GM. Like, how do you feel about your team composition so far?
I feel like people don't take us seriously, you know. Because everyone's looking for the next LeBron. Everyone's looking for their next, I forgot his name. The Japanese pitcher that throws with both hands.
Otani.
Everyone's looking for the next Otani. And I'm here building a foundation. I'm here building a team. A team that cares about each other. A team that knows what it's like to have a target on their back. And that's why we're coming.
Caleb, how do you feel about Zoe's team right now? We're looking at his team composition. What are you looking at right now?
Well, Taylor, I can't say so much about Andre's team, but I can tell you about my team. We have experienced players, and we have a lot of heart on our team. There's a lot of love going around. So I think right now my team is doing great, and they're probably besties with everyone on Andre's team. We're here to play, to have fun, and still win at the end
and
of the day.
And that's why you'll never win.
And still win at the end of the day. You didn't
because
let
you know
me
what?
Finish.
Because you know what? Winning is fun. And that's
we're,
all the fun. That's all the
laughing,
fun that we need to
We're laughing
have.
Through our wins, okay?
Oh
that's
my God.
What's going on. We
Put
have
it on.
We have gained experience.
Listeners,
and we're doing
listeners,
great.
Listeners, listeners, timestamp it. we're doing it. Timestamp it. Timestamp it.
Who's the host for Around the Horn, Taylor?
Oh, I don't remember his name.
Muter.
Really,
Muter. Muter.
Yeah, Muter.
No.
Oh, that's funny. when I look at the two teams before me, Zoe and Kayla's team, I see some good compositions that the teams that play different styles. Okay.
Yes.
Like Zoe's team is definitely more of the like we're just gonna like kind of overwhelm you, which is
yep.
heart, hustle, and determination.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla's team is a team that if you mess around and you don't take them seriously, they could beat up on you.
Yep.
And my only issue with Kayla's team is that I don't know what kind of production you're going to get from Bone Clay. I'm just
I
not
really
100% sure. He's a red flag for me. I don't know what kind of production.
Bone Clay. Bone Clay was your what? Your third pick?
Yes. I think Bone Clay can bring a lot of people together. He rallies.
He's a locker room guy.
Yoriuchi is kicking his ass. I'm sorry.
I actually think that Bone Clay and Yoriuchi become besties, and she wouldn't want to fight him.
Listen, we're fighting against each other. There's no friends on the battlefield.
First of all, I think that Bone Clay can really hold his own. He's the person that you think isn't going to win and still comes out on top.
Listen,
so
if anyone was going to fight Yoriuchi, it should be Bone Clay because he's not going to get distracted. I'll tell you that.
That's true.
But she'll still run circles around that motherfucker.
Maybe tell me if I'm wrong here. Are we saying that each one of our one, twos, and are they fighting each of
no.
their people in respective order? Like,
no,
is
I'm
my
just,
three
I'm
fighting
just
your threes?
I'm just comparing.
Oh, okay. So then, no.
All my other picks can kick Bone Clay's ass.
You know, I feel like for all the real Bone Clay stands out there that are gonna support him to the end, I don't know. I just think that he's so special, and I think he's got what it takes. And if he's able to protect Luffy in Impel Down, I think he's got what it takes.
Hey, Bone Clay's a great locker room guy. You know what I'm saying? His approach to the game, his professionalism, they're going to hang a lot of banners in there with his effort.
You know, at the end of the day, I pick people with a lot of heart. And his other
a lot of heart
will be there to support him.
A lot of heart full of a lot of blood that I will be spilling.
Oh, my God.
What's so funny is that I am very much approaching this like I'm picking people who have a lot of like long range attacks because that's how I typically play in D&D. I don't like to get up close and bludgeon you. I want to do it from a distance or with some sort of like strategy. I'm in the trees, brother. You don't see me. Like that's what I typically go for, but they can go up in your face if they need to.
Yeah, right, I think law changes the
dynamic.
Law is
a
team.
Very good pick.
It's a great pick.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I think Law can pick up the slack where Bone Clay gives.
I just don't know why you guys are hating so much on Bone Clay right now. I love him so much. Also, it wouldn't be my team if a clown wasn't in my top five.
You know who's a better pick than Bone Clay? And I'm not actually, they weren't on my list, and now they're gonna be on my list, so I'm not gonna say it.
It's Buggy.
And it's Buggy. And it's the same kind of idea.
But I'll hold off.
Sure.
I think with y'all got any what's y'all's consensus on my team? What's it looking like?
I will say
strong, classically
I will
strong.
Say, I will say you having two main characters is scary. But that's just the Heat in 2011. And what happened in 2011? The Dallas Mavericks won.
It also takes Naruto 4 Gorbunglian years to get it together. So I think we're fine.
Here's the thing. Everyone says, oh my God, Naruto, like Ichigo's your Dwayne Wade. Ichigo's gonna,
yes, 100%.
Ichigo's gonna be there for you and he's gonna play his fucking role.
Every
Naruto is your LeBron, where you're everyone, not you specifically, but the fans. The fans are gonna ride so much for Naruto. And they're and Naruto's gonna be like, yeah, I'm Naruto. And he's gonna fuck up.
He's gonna fail.
It'll be something like he won't take Bonclay seriously. And Bonclay will trip him, and that's it.
And exactly and precisely. It'll literally be Naruto doing the sexy no jutsu, Bonclay giving it back, and they're gonna have their own battle in the corner.
That's hilarious, actually.
They're not talking to anybody. They're keying in the corner.
I'm 2011 Dallas Mavericks, baby.
I hate.
You know what? Actually, Bonclay is here. Bonclay is here to make sure that Naruto can't perform his task. That is exactly what is that's his job.
I hate how well that made sense.
Listen, Ace got it. Zoro's my Dirk Nowitzki. Like I'm in it.
That's so funny.
I'm in the fucking field.
That's I wonder so what character is gonna go ahead and make Ace a donut on your team.
Oh boy,
who's gonna go ahead and obliterate?
Crazy. my guess is Uryu. We're gonna provoke him with Kenpachi, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just arrow to the stomach.
Yeah. It's gonna really kill Luffy, but he's gonna keep playing the game. He's gonna rise up.
All right.
Who was the last person that went?
I think it was Zoe.
Taylor's up.
Taylor's up. First okay, pick. Cool. Yep.
I wish, like, if I had good enough editing skills, I'd just put in, like, the NBA, like, chime. For
I keep getting my pen, and I'm just like, next up.
Okay, so looking at my team, I got a lot of personalities on here. A lot of strong personalities. And I need somebody that's just going to be just, like, not the fun times person, but just somebody that I think can just blend well with everybody.
Mm.
And that's why I'm taking Robin, Nico Robin.
Nice.
With my sixth pick.
Nice pick.
I like that. Good pick.
She's strong. Very. And she's a good strategist.
Yeah. I think she's very smart. Yeah. She has a great, her devil fruit powers allow her to kind of be long range and short range, yep, protect herself, and she can support the other players on the field.
Yep.
So Nico Robin, number six.
Picking this person just because, man, I have a few old guys in my team, but I feel like it helps with the experience. You guys may not have guessed this, that I was going to pick this character at all, but I'm picking Jiraiya as my,
my sixth God. Pick.
Did I take him from you?
Dang it.
I think Jiraiya is so insanely strong and holds back a lot of the time. I also think that he can be short range or long range because he can bring up his frogs to help. And I think he's a sleeper. I think people ignore how strong he is, but he's definitely there to kick some butt. And I'm happy to have him on the team. And him and him and Whitebeard are definitely throwing down beers when they're not playing.
Here's the thing, Taylor. Here's the thing. You know as much as I do, you can't win with a team full of Juwan Howards. You just can't.
Facts.
I don't know who that is, and it's very much giving. I can't. This note doesn't hurt me because I can't read.
I can't read. So for my next pick, and I think this is what I'm saying. Y'all don't see the big picture.
You just think you're right.
Y'all have seen this character. Y'all have seen this character and overlooked her just because of who she is. And her powers might not be healer, but she could be a great healer.
Zoe, I swear to fucking God.
I'm picking Princess Shirohoshi.
Oh, okay.
I was going to put her in my team, but I was like, because that's a baby else. And she's going to cry the whole time.
No, and this is why I'm Pat Riley, because I don't think my next pick is going to be taken, but if I get my next pick, it's going to put her in line.
Who'd you say it was?
Princess Shirohoshi.
Yeah.
Think about not only her size, she controls Sea Kings. Are you fucking kidding me?
If she can lock in. If she can lock in.
If she can lock in.
She will with my next pick.
It's okay.
My next pick, everyone's going to lock in. Really weird that my seventh pick is going to be my captain, but I know what I'm doing.
Interesting.
Super interesting. I cannot wait.
Okay. So the way my team is set up, again, got a lot of strong personalities. I think Nico Robin is definitely a great locker room presence, a great support system. I think I need a second one that also can be more so in the back line, helping out, giving out great directions. You know what I'm saying? Pulling out a great plan, but also is able to kind of mess with the other team's composition. You know what I'm saying? Like kind of go in there and affect how they do things, kind of mess some stuff up, kind of junk up the game a little bit, if you will. And that's why I'm taking Shikamaru with my seventh pick.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I knew it.
That's really
he's
good.
Just the shadow style with his clan. He's a master strategist. One of my favorite characters of all time. Just
one of the smartest characters of all time. Mm-hmm. Great strategist.
Smartest characters in the show.
Yeah.
And he's also a cool locker room guy. Like he's just not gonna ruffle any feathers. He's not gonna cause any issues. People got strong personalities. He's gonna let them rock out. Cause you know why? It'd be a drag if I said anything.
Aww, we see what you did. That was cute. Okay. Crazy to have two Naruto picks in a row. I am picking Rock Lee as my seventh.
Kayla, nice. Oh my God.
Nice.
Y'all gotta stop. You just back to back Naruto picks.
It's a good, yes. good pick.
And you stole them from me.
And I really love that. I think Rock Lee is like, he's always there when you need him to show up. And he is going to give you over 110%. He is going to give, and then he's going to drop his weights and give you some more. When the game is going on too long and everyone's exhausted and we're giving up, Rock Lee's going to be there.
He's a good motivator.
He's a great motivator, and he's going to make sure that we win. And I also think because he's such a good support, he keeps the team together. And he keeps people in line. He keeps them focused. I'm happy with my seven. Who is gonna pull together Shirahoshi?
So for my seventh pick. For my seventh pick. Listen, I got a team full of different personalities. I know I said I was Pat Riley, but at the same time, I'm kind of like Eric Spoelstra in 2011. I'm a new coach. I'm not that experienced. So I think I need someone on the bench with me to help me rally these troops. And that's why I'm going with everyone's favorite, Ivankov. Ivankov is going to be my captain because he
is today.
Can be really, really rough with people like Ace or Zoro, but they can also calm Shirahoshi down and be like, hey, we need you. We need you, big girl. We need you out there.
I'm saying
totally thought it was going to be Jinbei, but
it, no. Yeah.
Great pick.
No.
Great pick.
Ivankov. Dookie.
Great pick.
I didn't
call me Dookie.
I didn't put in Jinbei on my like list of draft picks because I thought for sure one of y'all was going to take it.
I already had too many older, experienced men. So I didn't put them, but.
I don't have a Naruto pick. That's so funny.
I really tried to pull back
really,
from my.
I barely hate that show that much. That's crazy.
I have a few on my backup.
Yeah.
But there are other characters that I want more.
Oh my god.
Hey,
goodness.
I'll tell you right now, my eighth pick. Isn't a Naruto pick.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Or maybe it should be. I might have to rethink.
Okay. Let me think.
I actually have a lot more Naruto characters on my team than I originally thought I was going to have. But it's because I really am trying to not give all of my love to One Piece as I would have done. As I will do. As I want to. But I'm balancing out.
I feel like me picking this character, I might steal him from both of you. I don't know. You never know.
Mm.
But I'm looking at this team comp now, and I kind of have the free range to kind of do what I want to do now. I can kind of mess with some different lineups and kind of mess with some different styles of play, you know? And if I'm looking at maybe some defense area of denial for those that play team shooters, you know, I might need somebody that can kind of take over the field and kind of lane off the other players on the field. And that's why I'm taking Kuzan at number eight.
Fuck.
Did I want him? No, I didn't. You can have him.
You didn't put Aokiji on your list?
I didn't.
Wow.
I have a weird Bleach one in my backup that no one I think would have picked.
If it's who I think it is, that'd be a pretty funny pick. But I'm taking Kuzan. He's just his ice powers can kind of level the playing field. He has the ability to kind of, if he was any type of character in a team shooter like Overwatch or Marvel Rivals, he'd be like the area of denial character, like Penny Parker. That's what Kuzan would be. Mm-hmm. Like he'd just be that person that's putting down the ice field, not letting the other team get to a certain part of the map. Just super simple air denial. Let the rest of the team rock out, deal damage.
Love that. Okay. I want to tell you guys now, because if you guys end up taking him, that's okay, because I'm restructuring. My eight was going to be Eustace Kidd. However,
that's a pretty good one.
I don't think he's the right pick for this team. Who I'm going to take, insane, is that I'm going to pick Kakashi from Naruto.
Again.
How many characters has Kayla stolen from me in this episode? I need y'all to count.
No.
I need y'all to count.
I don't know.
You know what's crazy? I was about to pick him.
Okay. Beautiful that then I took him, because I feel like I really need someone who is going to get all of the hotheads on my team and go, I need you to look at the bigger picture for 2 seconds. Because as soon as you pick Shikamaru, I went, oh, no, no, I got to rewind. My kids are too hot. So, Kakashi's going to do that, and he's going to perform. He's going to make sure that he's sitting with me in the trenches, and we're going, okay, this is working. This isn't working. Let's think about this again. And I'm very happy that I've done that. Eustace, I love you. But at the end of the day, I think that you're too hot-headed for your own good. And that's why you're going to lose to Luffy every time. Sorry, Worst Generation. Go, Andre.
So only three of my main picks were taken, which isn't bad.
Right.
Which isn't bad. So now I have to go to my backups.
Oh.
Which I picked a few backups already. I have two that make sense. But this third one, I don't know if Kayla has him on her backups.
Let's find out.
But I don't know if I want to pick him just yet.
Let's do it. We only got two people left after this, so might as well.
Ah! You know what? No. I'm going to go with my two first picks.
Okay.
And I don't think any of you are going to pick this one character, so I'll save him for the last one.
Hmm.
For my... This is our ninth? Yes. For our ninth pick.
No, this is our eighth.
This is eighth.
For our eighth pick, I'm going with Soifeng.
Oh!
How many characters are going to get stolen from me in this episode?
I'm going with Soifeng because she...
How many characters? How many?
Is the commander of the Stealth Force.
Yeah.
So when I say she's a sneaky pick, she's a sneaky fucking pick.
So is Kakashi.
And I must say, Kakashi is a sneaky pick. That's why I'm going with Soifeng now.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. And I must say...
I had to shake it in your boots.
I think I'm the most feminist here.
Dios mío santo, ayúdame porque yo no puedo en este momento.
I think I have the most women.
You do.
You do.
I have zero women.
And a they, them.
Yeah. Well, I have a they, them too.
Listen, I'm killing with progressiveness. Who's your
thing? Oh my gosh.
Bonclay.
Yeah, I forgot because forgettable.
Honestly, yeah, I'm inconclusive over here. That's crazy, actually. Wow, I just caught that.
I cannot hear you say forgettable.
I just caught about that. That's crazy. Bonclay.
No, that I felt that so deep in my gut.
Listen.
That actually hurt. That actually hurt my feelings.
When it comes to the show, he's a great character and he's not forgettable. But I'm talking about on the court. I'm talking about on the baseball field. He's the player that you put in right field because they suck at everything else.
That's crazy.
First of all, super flexible, super agile, very with it. Okay, cool. It's fine. At the end of the day, everyone needs a Bonclay on their team, and that's what I believe, which is why he's on mine. You don't have to agree with me, but you didn't have to be so hurtful about
that
it.
That was crazy, actually.
No. I hope that I hope that people hear that and get angry. Rally up the troops, because that's crazy. That's crazy to call him forgettable, even in a game where we're no. It's that. I'm not mad. I'm insanely hurt.
You don't see the big picture.
Oh my God! Shut up about big picture.
You don't see the big picture.
I'm killing you in the marketplace
of ideas.
You are literally not. Literally not.
Oh my god.
My heart. Time stamp it.
Somebody time stamp it.
And Taylor, please go. Get us to 9.
I was about to, before we do our last two picks, I was gonna talk about the team compositions for everybody.
Oh no, for sure.
Before we went into it. Okay. So we'll go reverse this time. What are y'all looking at my team right now? Okay. Ichigo, Naruto, Kenpachi, Tsunade, Uryu, Nico Robin, Shikamaru, Kuzan. What thoughts do we have? What are our thoughts?
Honestly, Kuzan's like your scariest pick to me.
Interesting.
Because, yes, Ichigo and Naruto, they're main characters. Obviously, they're going to be strong. But Kuzan is smart.
Yeah.
Kuzan knows, like you said, knows how to keep people away.
Yeah.
He knows how to keep fleets of ships off an island. Like, come the fuck on.
Yeah. All right, Kayla, what are your thoughts on Zoe's team?
I'm not talking about him. In fact, I'm disregarding his team entirely. And the thing is, when my team bloodies his into the ground without super strength and force, may he remember my name and may my name come out of his lips coughing blood.
Remember when I said
no, you're invalid.
Remember when
I'm talking
said
about Taylor's team.
Remember when I said that people weren't gonna take my team seriously? Exactly. And this is exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm taking your team seriously.
You literally just said you weren't.
No. In the sense that I'm going to bury your team. Oh my God. Stop gawking the microphone. Taylor, I think that your team is great. I think that you're a force to be reckoned with. And I think that my team would have some problems with yours, but I still think my team is going to do a great job. I think that my team is not out of breath at the end of the game. Like, we're running it. We're doing well. We're going to ask at the end of the game, Moi Pung, one more time. Let's go again. One more Haikyuu reference. Can't wait to draft that volleyball team later.
Oh, that'd be a good episode.
I know. I think we need to do sports anime specifically as like our next one. I think it'd be a lot of fun. So you're great. I'm aware of Andre's team, but my team is like, they're so angry and they're so mean that we're not besties with them. And you know what? Whitebeard's disappointed that his kids picked to be on your team. You mean coach. You mean man. He's not hurt or fazed by this. But
oh my gosh.
She coaches like this is Little League. That's what it is.
No, I don't.
That's what it is.
Because I'm encouraging to my team because I care about their well-being.
I'm encouraging to my team too.
No, you're not.
I have Shirahoshi.
And she's crying.
She's a better. She's literally crying.
She's literally crying and needs Ivankov to talk to her from all the times that you make her feel like she's not important.
And guess who's on my team? Ivankov.
Okay,
you're
genius.
You're proving,
I said it because he's on your
you're
team.
You're proving why I'm Pat Riley. I'm building. I know what I'm talking about.
Who's that girl from Peanuts whose name is Patty? That's who you are.
Peppermint Patty?
You're Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty
Riley. You're out in the corner being mean to somebody, and you need a little lesbian to help you become a better person.
Listen, I don't have to be mean to anyone. Most of my team is kind of mean to themselves already. But that's why I have Shirohoshi and Ace and Ivankov and Yuriuchi. Come on.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm crying. All right.
Little League, my left toe. I cannot with you. Pick nine.
Let's get into our final.
My next pick could help. My next pick
I didn't even
help.
Think I was going to be so mad.
This is why I didn't order food. This is why I didn't order food.
Just had a slice of cheese.
Okay. Okay. So, with pick number nine, I have some flexibility here. I think I need another healer. I need somebody that's going to be that's just like has overwhelming power, can hold their own in a fight, but doesn't necessarily need to. We got too many people that can protect her, including my number one pick. So number nine is going to be Orihime.
Nice.
Ichigo would not let her get so much as a scratch on her body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
so
okay.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good pick.
That's a great pick. Okay, so mine, I needed more defense on my team. And so funny you mentioned like someone not getting a scratch on them. Crazy for the fourth time in a row I'm picking from Naruto.
Wow.
I'm picking Gaara. Gaara is going to make sure that we are shielded up. Nothing's getting past the sand. He's making sure that everybody's safe and no one's touching him. So he's been healthy and quiet the whole game. And I love him. Deeply, truly, madly. That was my childhood crush. And I'm making sure that he gets the recognition that he needs. And they did him dirty in his design.
Oh my God.
In Boruto. My God, they couldn't have made him uglier. And
They gave him the craziest haircut I've ever seen.
They gave him the craziest haircut to make him look like he had a 15 head. I cannot. But I
they
think
him,
that we...
they
he
gave him
is,
the... Hold on, Kayla. I gotta get this joke off. They gave him the... I chimed in with a heavy...
I don't even recognize Boruto as an anime in general. I mean, I recognize it. I just never gonna watch it. So yeah, and with that, I'm done with my Naruto picks.
Okay, so at nine, Kayla picks Gaara. Pretty good, solid pick. Zoe, you are on the clock. What you looking like, big dog?
So I think I'm picking. This person is a tank, but not. I'm not picking a Reinhardt. You know, I'm picking more of kind of a mobile tank, kind of closer to maybe D.Va, if for those who played Overwatch, and someone with a lot of experience under his belt.
Are they from One Piece?
They are from One Piece.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh,
okay. Everyone, shut up! Everyone, shut up! What is it? What is it?
Wait, now that she's worried.
What is it? What is it?
I think I want to switch my pick.
No.
No, to make her worried.
Oh, God.
What is it?
This original person, I don't think she was going to pick, but she might have. I'm going to stick with my original pick, and I'm picking Garp.
Oh, that's fine.
I think Garp is a great pick,
actually.
You were missing a grandpa.
Not only can he be another captain for kind of our more rough and tough people.
100%.
He's just big. And have you seen his fucking fight with Aokiji? Come on.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Great pick. Not on either of my lists, but phenomenal pick.
I have a lot of backups, and I think only one will piss Kayla off.
No, well, no one's mentioned my last guy, and so I just have to survive Taylor, and then I'm okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of, like, yeah, I think I know. See, my team is very aggressive. We have some area denial to kind of help us in the defense side of things, but we like to push the tempo. We like to get up and down the floor. We mm-hmm. like to be the aggressor and a lot. And yeah. I kind of want to stick with that team identity. I don't want to mess things up for the sake of defense. I'd rather us push the issue, be the aggressors, and come out with a win. So I'm picking another pseudo tank for my last pick.
From
one that, you know, might not be looked at as a tank. You might think they're a little unassuming. No, they're not.
All right.
It was going to be that person, but it's not.
I don't know who's going to pick.
It's going to be the original Kenpachi, Unohana from Bleach.
Nice.
Oh, love.
She's unassuming. You don't think that much of her, but that girl got the killer instinct.
Yeah.
That girl is a murderer. She's got the it factor. She's going to get in there. Her and Kenpachi are just going to be the two tanks that just mess everything up and come in there and do a crazy amount of damage. And that way Ichigo and Naruto can kind of clean up things. And then we're good to go. We may not be great on defense, but our offense is our defense.
Wonderful segue. I also chose a murderer to round out my team at the end. I have too many heroes on my team. I have too many people who care about the better good and will rise above to make sure that they are staying above bar, to make sure that at the end of the day, they don't want to hurt anybody. But I need someone who's going to go for blood and make sure at the end of the day, they were going to get the job done, even if it means they're going to cheat a little. And by cheat, I mean kill somebody. My final pick, my number 10, is Don Quixote, Don Flamingo.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
I am making sure that my sky is covered. My ground is covered. Big brains, covered. Killer instinct, covered. That man's going to make sure to make any big person feel like an ant, because he is going to mentally bring you down, physically bring you down, and he doesn't have to get along with anybody. He's just going to make sure that everything goes according to his plan, no matter what it takes. And that's my boy. And he's looking good while doing it.
The most stylish player in this draft.
The most stylish player. I just imagine him like walking onto the field with his like walk. And the crowd goes silent. They are terrified. And aroused. So I'm very happy that I only lost one person that I wanted.
I lost like five. Ridiculous. That's crazy. I thought for sure. Actually, I'll wait till Zoe picks before I say I thought for sure. I finished that sentence. Zoe, who's your final pick in this draft?
I can't believe he went this far without being undrafted. And part of it is because I forgot.
Oh.
Shanks.
Oh, Jesus.
Shanks.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? Fucking Shanks is like probably the only person that I picked probably that can probably kick Luffy's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. And another great captain.
Phenomenal captain.
I think he can do what Ivankov and Garp can do separately. I think he rallies the fucking troops.
Yeah. You know who your team reminds me of, though? The 2018 Atlanta Hawks. Like, not a lot of superstars on the team. Just a bunch of guys that know how to play ball.
We're scrappy.
And have the best record in the league.
Everyone's going to be looking at LeBron. Oh, my God. And you're going to forget about the 2018 Hawks, about the 2011 Mavericks.
I really feel like we have to make a separate video to put on our socials with the lineup of our teams.
Yeah.
And see who they think would win first, second, and third place. And again, you know what? I'm going to say this now so it's on the record. If I get third place because I chose Bonclay, I'm going to wear that bronze medal with honor because I'm proud of who I picked. And at the end of the day, Don Flamingo is making sure that all your teams show up dead at the award ceremony anyway.
He's so going to cheat, for sure.
He's going to cheat. And you know what? His secret plan, who he unknowingly was a part of, was Bonclay all along. So I don't know. I feel like I'm really proud of my team, and I think that they would come on top because of who they are as a people. I got a lot of smart people. I got a lot of long-range people.
Come on top
people.
Of what?
All right.
I wasn't even trying to.
It's come out on top.
It? Oh, well, I didn't even realize.
All right, man.
But that.
Listen, what you don't realize, because I'm going through it right now. Doflamingo is a Jimmy Butler.
Who's
a great player. Selfish.
Yeah, selfish to make sure that his team wins.
No, because Jimmy Butler quit on us.
Doflamingo's
gonna walk into your locker room, see Bonclay, ask for a trade, and if you say no, because you will say no, he's leaving.
But
here's the thing:
the thing is that
Doflamingo, his team, his ride or die people, is full of weaklings, and he makes them stronger by being their leader.
Yeah,
and
Bonclay.
And if we're trying to keep the Jimmy Butler metaphor going here, y'all didn't offer Doflamingo the max contract in the offseason, and that's why he's pissed off. So
We wouldn't tell him that. We would tell him that he was first pick.
Y'all lowballed him on the contract offer, and now he's a little bit upset about playing basketball.
But listen, I stand by, at the end of the day, I think my team would do really well. And if they don't win this first season, they will win the next one, you know? So I'm really glad, and I'm happy, and nothing's going to bring me down.
You know what Kayla's team reminds me of? The Pelicans.
The New Orleans Pelicans? Oh, no.
Pelicans?
Yeah.
Hold on.
The New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, Jesus.
Pelicans?
Oh, man. Just
They haven't been contenders for years.
but they always have,
pieces. With the people on my team, I just don't see us not doing well.
You guys are the Falcons, for sure. The Atlanta Falcons. You guys have a lot of potential. At some point in time, somebody on that lineup is going to let you down. So, speaking of, as an Atlanta Falcons fan, I'm just being honest. So for Kayla's team, because you already gave your final thoughts, Luffy, Renji, Bonclay, Whitebeard, Law, Jiraiya, Rock Lee, Kakashi, Gaara, Doflamingo. I think the team's solid.
In all seriousness.
I think so, too.
In all seriousness, there are a lot of great picks.
Thank you.
I'm busting your chops. I'm yanking your chain. I'm pulling
your leg.
For
the sake of the podcast.
For the sake of the podcast, but also, like, again, listeners, I want you to remember how he freaking crapped on Bonclay. Never forget.
Well, here's the thing.
Never forget.
I that part I'm real about. But the rest of the team
is really strong.
Is very strong. It's very
and very smart. I have a lot of smart people on my team.
It's very good. It's a very good team.
Zoe's team, we have Zoro, Ace, Yoruichi, Chad, Marco, Princess, how do you say her name again?
Shirahoshi.
Shirahoshi, Ivankov, Soifon, Garp, and Shanks.
I just want to say that Shirahoshi will cry as soon as she steps in front of a crowd of people. I love her, though.
Which is why she doesn't need to fight in front of a crowd. She sends the Sea Kings to fight. That's
fair.
Why
she has to be on the field.
Yeah.
In order for the Sea Kings to show up.
They can protect her.
Also, are we playing on the water? Because, brother, if we're not near water,
we're playing near water. We're playing near water.
Sure, okay.
We have to.
We're playing at the Tampa Rays.
We have a bunch of fucking pirates. We have to be near water.
Fair. But they can't swim, though, with their devil fruit.
Zoro can.
besides Zoro.
Also, if I
at
if
the
I
end
may,
of the day, if we're near water, Gaara's gonna just make a whole platform of sand for
if
everyone
I may
to stand on.
Reiterate, or point out, not a single Naruto pick on my team.
Yeah. No, I did not come into this thinking I was going to have as many Naruto characters as I have, but I'm really happy that I got all the ones I wanted.
Also, also, if we're not near water, Shirohoshi's big as fuck. Put her in front of my team. She's the shield.
She's like
her brothers are jumping you.
Oh, and now her brothers are in the fight.
No, they're killing you for bringing her in.
They're jumping you guys because you guys are attacking her. Boom.
Taylor, let's team up.
No matter what way
Taylor,
you spin it.
Taylor, hear me
out.
Oh,
boy.
No matter what way you spin it.
We crushed his team into the ground.
Crazy. So my team is Ichigo. Don't know how I ended up with Naruto, but here we are. Kenpachi, Tsunade, Uryu, Nico Robin, Shikamaru, Kuzan, Orihime, Unohana.
Go ahead.
Oh my god. I think my team is great. Not too many holes in our game. However, I do think we have a lot of very strong personalities. That locker room, one tiny slip up might be the end of our season.
My characters are getting drunk on the regular. I will say, because I don't know if you're there. I don't think that Andre's there yet in One Piece. But Nico Robin can also become ginormous.
Yeah.
So I hope that she gets to play against Shirohoshi. Shirohoshi's going to cry just by looking at her.
I feel like, look at Kenpachi.
In this particular form.
You guys aren't giving her.
Kenpachi is small followers. In comparison. I'm saying that Nico Robin can become as big as Shirohoshi looking the way she... Are you there? At the? Yes, no, maybe
I mean,
so?
I was at Fishman
Island. I've seen her do her legs.
No. Have you seen Robin in Wano when she gets...
No.
I'm at Whole Cake Island. I'm not there yet.
Oh! Neither of you know. Nico Robin's about to become your favorite person.
I've seen her do the leg things.
But no, better.
Okay.
Better than that. Actually, for you specifically, Andre, it's going to floor you when you see it. That's going to become your wife.
Hmm. Hmm.
She already looks good in Eggman or whatever. Egghead.
I didn't know they could make her look better, but
she looks sick.
Gotta give her her melanin back.
No, they had and her nose. Where did her nose go? Did she get a surgery done?
Yeah.
I understand,
who is that?
Like,
that is not Miss All Sunday.
No, that's it's not. I'm like, I understand them going, well, she wasn't in the sun, so she lost her cut. That's stupid. But how does someone lose their nose? Her Egyptian nose.
Yeah.
I'll never forgive them. But she's gorgeous. Yeah.
Only thing else that I'll say, if we're keeping it like the sports team analogy, there's only one basketball. I don't know who's going to be my leading scorer. There's only one ball. Ichigo, Naruto,
Ace
Kenpachi.
Is my leader.
I don't know. All right, man. I feel like we've yelled at each other. Well, y'all have yelled at each other enough. Damn it.
I got to defend Princess Shirohoshi. When do the fucking Sea Kings come to protect her? When she cries.
When it's a very specific, deep cry.
Exactly. Yeah.
And she cries regular all the time.
But all she got to do is that. And you're cooked.
You got to induce the deep cry.
That's okay, because she's obsessed with Luffy. Luffy's going to make her laugh the whole game, and he's going to distract her.
Luffy famously makes her cry all the time. So.
But she loves him. Truly, madly, deeply. Anywho.
Well, all right.
This was very fun. We have to do this again.
Yeah, this was very fun. We definitely had a good time doing it. It's just y'all too, man. Listen to this bag is going to be fucking hilarious.
If the thing is, if we do have a real one day of all the times that Andre and I fight, this is going to be one of the ones that have the most fights in it. And if someone made a game of like a shot every time that Kayla and Andre fight in a podcast, this episode specifically would send them to the hospital. Liver failure.
For sure.
And I don't want that for you guys. Stay safe. Drink a lot of water. But yeah, very fun.
Zoe, you got any final thoughts?
I'm surprised Kayla didn't pick Corazon.
Or Frankie.
I was going to pick Frankie, but I didn't. I thought that Andre would have Frankie on his team, and I didn't want to fight about it. I originally thought about having Corazon on my team. However, making someone silent, not the best power. If this was about if we were pulling together a team for a spy mission, phenomenal choice. But if I'm thinking about putting people in general, I need a strong group of people to play baseball or basketball or whatever sport or whatever weird world we're bringing together, I don't think that Corazon has it in him to do that. He would just be holding law also, the whole time, which would be beautiful.
The pick that I thought was going to stress you out, you were going to pick Katakuri.
I thought about Katakuri
was on my backups, and that's, I was going to, when you were freaking out, I was going to pick him instead of Garp.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I think Garp is a better pick.
Yeah.
I agree between the two of them. I think that Garp's a better pick. I do love Katakuri. That would be if I was building a team of men to love me. That's a different game. Oh. That's a different podcast.
I feel like he's also pretty strong. His devil fruit power is kind of nuts.
He is. But I'm saying I didn't see him. I would see him fighting with the other people here. Although he is, when it comes to family, right? Because he's with all of Big Mom's kids. Mm-hmm. He does know how to rally them together. So not a bad idea. But he goes off on alone a lot. At the end of the day, I'm going to do what I got to do. And also, if this game runs to 3:00, it's donut time, and he's just going to clock out to have donuts. I can't do that.
You know what my funny pick was going to be? Who? I still think Shirohoshi's a better pick. I still think you guys aren't giving her flowers. But my funny big pick was going to be Ors.
My baby Ors. That would have been a good one.
That was going to be Ors. Sure.
But I think having Shirohoshi and Ivankov, you guys don't see it. You guys don't see it. You don't see it.
I don't.
Those are my support.
Ivankov is really good at, I think, rallying a team together. I don't necessarily think that he's that much stronger.
Support. That's why they're support. Because look who's on the front lines. Zoro, Ace, sure. Garp, Chad, Shanks. Soy Fong is in there in the mix.
The one character that I was going to bring in and I decided not to was going to be Brook. Only because Brook is very much a bard and he can hypnotize people into thinking they're in another world.
He's a good support as well.
He's a good support. I think he's great, but ultimately I was the one from Bleach that I wanted to bring in, but at the end of the day I chose not to, was Hitsugaya.
Oh yeah. I'm having a good pick.
Yeah.
He's the child that whose Bankai turns him into an adult man. Right? Am I wrong? Nice. Yeah, I'm correct.
It's the ice dragon one. Yeah.
Yes. Who else did I have? I had, I was gonna go with Byakuya at one point, but I decided against it.
Right.
Aizen was another choice, but I was like, I don't know how he would fit with my team composition. Same thing with Madara and Kaido. I thought about bringing Kaido in there too.
I thought to bring
Kaido in, and I was like, no, because he's. How many drunk men can I put on my team? I cannot put Edward Newgate and Jiraiya and Kaido on the team. It's too many drunkards.
Yeah.
Man, our parties after are popping.
If y'all win a championship, that parade's gonna last for a month.
Yeah. Binkusu no Sakeo. We're about to go crazy.
The only other character I decided against not choosing from Bleach is Yawatch, or Yuhabaha is his actual fucking name, which is super dumb. He's like the big villain in Thousand Year Blood War that's airing or got done airing recently.
Mm-hmm.
And his power is like causality. Like he can,
weird.
Like if Ichigo swings his sword and cuts his head off, Yuhabaha just goes into a future where Ichigo's sword breaks and then that becomes the reality. Like, it's just, it just, I was like, that's just not fair. Like, I just don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, to put him I feel in like, yeah. That would change a lot of things.
Yeah, I just wouldn't, that's just not fair. I was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
So we definitely need to do, we definitely need to do this again, but with sports anime specific characters.
Yes.
I think that'd be really fun.
Yes.
I would love to do a shoujo one, build your best magical girl team.
Yeah.
Which the thing is that typically a magical girl team is 5 to 7 people. It's a tiny team.
Mm-hmm.
We're going for blood. And I think it would be a lot of fun for us to do one about like specific types of characters, like top picks for ice themed characters, top picks for fire themed characters, like based off of like moves.
Mm-hmm.
Because that list, it's harder when the list is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To pick from. So
for sure.
A lot more fighting in our future. But this, I am. Thank you, Basement Yard, for sparking the idea.
Yeah. Oh, facts. Yeah.
We love you both so much.
For sure. For sure.
All right.
Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm about to order food. I'm starving.
Okay. Let us know on socials or whatever whose team y'all think is the best team. Okay? Let us know what your picks are. Let us know who we should have picked. Let us know like if what your team looks like. Just kind of give us some ideas for what you guys think your team composition would be. And also, let us know if the Bon Clay pick was a good one, because I feel like it's an underrated pick.
Underrated?
Bon Clay people, stand up. Stand
underrated.
Up and salute. Like, please. Bon Clay.
All right. Well, that has been everything. I've been Nostalgia, a.k.a. Taylor, as told by Zoe. K likes everything. See you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.